Cars drive from up. And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
Looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around.
Mola Nuruddin Jackson Adeleke. Well, over the weekend, the people of Osun State chose him as their new leader to steer the affairs of the state for the next 4 years. How did this happen? How will the APC react? And as Nigerians prepare to vote in the 2023 general elections, the Independent National Electoral Commission has announced the deadline for CVR registration. On today's show, we will take a critical look at the just concluded Osun elections, as well as, of course, the continuous voter registration. Welcome, wherever you are, to the newsroom. Well, it is the weekly show brought to you by Nigeria Info's newsroom, where we take a critical look at some of the big stories from the past weekend. My name is Ufoma Igbamuno. It's a pleasure to be here. Did we do this last week? Yes, we did. I think I did it all alone because my partner in crime decided to go and rest solar holidays. But he's here. Algo Obo, a very good evening to you, Algo.
Hey, Shakumaku to you. And brilliant Monday.
Don't start this your
Shakumaku.
It's okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's Shakumaku, I'm sure you can imagine, in Oshogbo also, too. It's a brand new day for them, a brand new dawn. And have a governor-elect who will perform as well as he dances. Because we hear that several of the campaign grounds he went to, the only thing they asked him, we know that you did X, Y, and Z. We know what pedigree you come from, mm-hmm. the Adeleke stock, which was instrumental to the founding of Osun State and was the first governor of Osun State, Isiaka Adeleke. So all we want for you to do is to dance. But I mean, seriously speaking, I hope that after 2-3 months... they will begin to see the dividends of democracy in Osun State.
Hopefully. We'll get into all of those conversations. But first, let us start with a big story from last weekend. Not last weekend, actually. Last week, where, of course, the governorship candidate of the People's Democratic Party right here in Lagos, Olajide Adediran, a.k.a. John Doe, announced popular Nollywood actress Funke Akindele as his running mate. He got a lot of persons talking, you know. Some persons applauded the decision. Some persons thought, hey, is this a joke or what? Do you think this is acting? Well, he got a lot of responses, I dare say. Social media, traditional media, beer parlor, everybody was talking about it the whole of last week. And I'm going to put Algo on the hot seat right about now. Algo, what do you make of Funke Akindele's nomination? Considering the fact that she's got absolutely no political experience.
Well, they got the traffic that they expected to with the announcement. In fact, first they had put the announcement out, and I remember a number of leaders of the party in Lagos had said, "No, it's not possible. That announcement has to come from XYZ quarters." And eventually, we got to hear that it was really true that she was picked as the running mate to John Doe. Interestingly, we monitor all the shows we've been having on Morning Crossfire, Hard Facts, even on Public Square. People don't seem to be able to differentiate Funke Akindele as the actress and comedian from Funke Akindele as the person. I mean, she's got a law degree, so that's what she's trained in, and it makes no difference to imagine that all the years she's been on the screen. I mean, I've seen Funke Akindele on TV since
my childhood. We're almost on the same age bracket. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. You're ancient and modern. But I know that myself and Funke Akindele are almost on the same age bracket. Yes. She started with the popular sitcom on NTA back in the day, I Need to Know.
Exactly. Which was a very educational program, by the way. A lot different from the Jennifer we know her to be.
Mm-hmm. This was supposed to be the Jennifer forward. That this generation knows how to.
Yes. So they were involved more in the developmental issues about how the girl child should be. I mean, if you had seen Funke then, until the remarkable departure from that into what she's acting now, you will appreciate the character that she's
development,
been able to
play,
for her. But it's interesting that we can have a comedian now get into the politics, and it's not the first time, so I'm surprised that people...
Exactly, we actually have a sitting lawmaker, as it is right now, who still continues with his Nollywood activities. Desmond Elliott is a sitting lawmaker as we speak. We've got a musician who is on the ticket already for the PDP in the elections come next year. So, we do hope that... before I'm accused of being partisan, more power to our elbow. Let's just leave it at that. But just so you know, Funke Akindele should be on on Nigeria Info tomorrow, if my memory serves me right.
Right.
She will be speaking with Jimmy Disu. So that's one show you do not want to miss tomorrow. Stick around. Of course, I will bring you all the big hitters right here on Nigeria Info. But quickly, let's move on now and talk about the big one from over the weekend. If you've not heard, maybe you've been in Planet Mars or Planet Jupiter. Well, Osun State has a new governor-elect. Demola Adeleke defeated his closest rival and governor of Osun State, Adegboyega Oyetola, scoring 403,371 votes as opposed to the 375,027 votes that the governor, who's the candidate of the APC, actually got. Well, congratulatory messages have been pouring in left, right, and center, including from the president himself, President Muhammadu Buhari, you know, who used the opportunity to reiterate the fact that one of the legacies he wants to leave is credible election. The People's Democratic Party presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar, also has congratulated the governor-elect and as well as some other big party wigs. Well, for the governor of Osun State, Governor Oyetola, he has asked his supporters to remain calm, and he says that the APC are still studying the result and would react in due course. Well, we'll be joined on the show today by the Resident Electoral Commissioner of Osun State, but just before we get to him, we've got a member of the All Progressives Congress in Osun State. We're talking about Babatunde Lekan Olatunji, who is also the Chief Whip of your Osun State House of Assembly. A very good evening to you, sir. How are you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing great. It's good to be on your show.
That's absolutely amazing. Well, you are on live on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM Lagos. And of course, my name is Ufoma, and my colleague here, Algo, is also in the building. Quickly, let me start with the first question. Your governor says himself and the party are still studying the results of the election. Have you concluded that study? And is your party satisfied with the outcome of the election from the weekend?
As a party, we're yet to make a formal declaration of position on that. But I'm very sure that very soon the party's position will be made known to the public. But the most important thing is that Osun has been a peaceful state, and we want that peace to remain. And so as a leader in the state and as the governor, it's very important for Mr. Governor to pass that message across to people to remain calm and peaceful and go about their business, you know, in the usual way. And we're happy that that has been maintained, although there have been some pockets of, you know, bit of violence here and there, but today it has been calm, and it's quite better, and everybody's moving about their normal businesses, and things are back to normalcy, and we're happy that there's peace in the state everywhere.
Could you just tell us quickly the areas where there are those skirmishes or pockets of violence?
Well, we have a few instances around Ede, some part of Oshogbo, you know, something close to that, I think, in Ijebujesha, already the commissioner for lands, he was attacked, you know, by some of the opposition members, and there were damages to vehicles in his car. His house was also vandalized, but he's stable. Also in Ife North, a member of the Osun State Rain Tribunal was also attacked by the opposition, by the members who were jubilating around. It went a bit violent, but the police was able to rescue him, and he's fine. And I think I'm somewhere around one of the markets in Oshogbo. Mm-hmm. I heard about that too. But so there are just pockets of issues like that, mm-hmm. And it was occasioned by those who were, you know,
overzealous
and overzealous and taking it too far. But I think it's really nothing to worry about, because the government and the security operatives are on top of that.
Right.
And it's been fine. So we're all doing well. We're brothers and sisters. And so Ashun State is a virtual state. And so we believe that
and I hope
that won't be something to get too worried about.
Excellent. And I hope...
things are okay now.
Yes, having school there for a number of years also, too. I do hope that they maintain the peace in the state. But there's something I wanted to ask you about. People have now talked about, you know, this whole thing has happened. So there are probably factors you'll be looking at and why your party was not able to emerge victorious on Saturday. You can fathom some reasons. You can let us know, sir.
Well, I'm sure that will form part of the official statement that will be made. But however, you know, in Nigeria, our democracy is evolving. And of course, there are a number of issues that, of course, will be adduced to, you know, the situation or what happened on Saturday. But it's very important that we verify some of those claims from our people, from our agents, from our representatives. We're actually on ground, and that is largely what the government and his party is actually trying to do. We don't want to just go on air or go to the press with spurious allegations that cannot be substantiated.
Mm.
But of course, there are reported cases of violence in some areas during elections, which the security were able to put under control, like in Ife East local government, in some part of, North, or is this South now, where voting went as late as about at 10:30 p.m.
Mm.
There were also instances somewhere in Ikiri, you know,
Sorry to interrupt you, but you're a senior member of parliament in Osun State, and did you?
Absolutely.
Good. So you, in the last 24 hours, we've seen a number of candidates congratulate the governor-elect. Even the president has written a letter to the governor-elect saying that congratulations for a job well done, you know, but your governor has not congratulated him yet. Irrespective of what happens, you think this will not in any way, you know, reduce whatever tension may happen? I mean, just be a good sportsman and say, yes, I lost in a fair contest.
As I speak to you, like I said earlier, there's no tension in the state. Today is the first working day after the election, and there's no disruption. The reported pocket of instances happened immediately after the election, on the day of the election, and the following day. And it was because of those who went while jubilating, and it wasn't spread across the state. That's why we could identify the various states. And I think it can never be too late to congratulate.
Yeah.
Once we're able to study, you know, the report, and we're able to verify all the reports, and we're sure that we're not going to go to press with anything spurious,
mm-hmm.
That won't be a big deal. I mean, we'll make statement, and it's going to be formal. Yes, Mr. President is the father of the nation, and of course, he needs to speak. I mean, it doesn't take away the fact that we need to study it, because we are directly involved. Mr. President, congratulatory message is okay. It's fine. We don't have anything. And a lot of other people have done that. And what we are saying as a party and as a government is that it is not enough for us to just congratulate. We must also be able to speak to facts when we speak to our people, and that we are doing. But the most important thing, which I must also say here, is that you can see the people, and they are on the Osun people, knowing that Saturday has gone. They have put that behind them. People are embracing each other. You see PDP members, APC, CPC, I mean, all other parties. Throwing jokes, throwing banters here and there. I mean, it's normal. And of course, if the party has any reason to raise any observation about Saturday's election, nothing will be, we won't do anything outside what the law permits. I mean, if you look at the history of Osun State electoral processes, whatever, if anybody has observation or grievances, we have always expressed that exploited the legal option. Hmm. Even the 2018 election, when PDP felt they wanted to challenge the victory of Mr. Governor, that was a legal process that went as far as the Supreme Court for a whole year. And I know that when justice was dispensed, nothing happened after then. Everybody went peaceful. We are not known for violence, and we believe that democracy will always play out. And we want things to be done the right way. And we must also commend our people that, by and large, largely, the election was peaceful. Where I voted, for instance, I mean, it wasn't just peaceful. You could see
friendly banter,
joyous, yeah. And we're like, by the time it's 2:30, we can't vote. Meet me at home. Let's celebrate. Whoever wins. I mean, that has been the way it has been. You see, people when that has been the spirit of election in Osun State. We are not known for violence.
Okay,
we don't have that history.
All right, thank you very much. In case you just joined us, people, this is 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. My name is Ufome Gbamuno. I've got Algo Obu right here. And, of course, joining us on the phone is Babatunde Lekan Olatunji. He is a member of the Osun State House of Assembly from the APC. He's also the chief whip of the assembly there. Quickly, sir, you've talked about the fact that you need to study, you know, some pointers to be able to know, come out with, you know, a definite point. But there's one that a lot of persons are insinuating, and I'll need you to talk about that. Your party member, former governor of the state, Raul Farigbeshola, who is also a minister of interior, a lot of persons have suggested that the little bit of acrimony or the disagreements between himself and the governor may have been one of the big factors that led to the victory of the PDP. What do you say to that?
Well, of course, there's no doubt that there were differences between the leader of government in the last administration within our party, Ogbeni, and the serving governor. And the party tried to the best of its ability to make sure that we're able to manage the situation. But of course, when things like this happen, people will come up with all manners of reasons why that has to be so. But it's very important for us to ensure that we are mindful of putting blames without verifying what actually it is. Ogbeni still remains a member of APC. Is one of the leaders of the party. That there are differences does not take that away from him, and he remains one of the major stakeholders of the party. And I think that whatever might have happened, there is no way you can discount the fact that if there were no, just like even in a family, if there are issues, no matter how little, and if it's yet to be totally resolved, you can see that, of course, it will have impact one way or the other. Even if parents have issues, until it is totally resolved, you can begin to see it finding its way or its negative impact on their children, on the finances of the home, and a whole lot of that. So we cannot totally rule out the fact that if there were no issues, the performance could have been better. But it may not be too appropriate to adduce whatever the situation is on Saturday to rest it solely
on him.
I mean, that may not be fair. A lot of factors played out, of course. And by the time we review the situation, right, we'll be able to come out in clear terms to know exactly what the situation is, and we can move forward as a state.
All right. So, Mr. Lachinji, this is an open-ended question about whether you think the result of the elections in Osun State will be a pointer to what will happen in the general elections, especially with your party come next year.
That will not be sufficient to infer what 2023 election will look at. Every politics is local, and so even Ekiti. APC won with a wide margin. And in Osun today, the situation as we speak is that PDP has been declared by Hynek as winner of that election with a margin of 28,000, which, of course, a local government can conveniently accommodate. So I would not agree with the fact that, because the dynamics in Osun is dependent on the dynamics in Lagos, the dynamics in Lagos depend on the dynamics in Kano, in Bayelsa.
True,
it will not be sufficient to generalize and say this is the direction that the country will go in 2023. Right. That will be too premature, and it'd be an hasty generalization that may not actually have enough premises or basis for such assertion.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Babatunde, or Honorable, I should say, Babatunde Lekan Olatunji. We appreciate the fact that you took time off your busy schedule to actually join us on the newsroom this evening.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate your effort and your contribution now.
All right, thank you.
Democracy in our country.
All right, it is 99.3 Nigeria Info. In case you just tuned in, it is the newsroom where, of course, we try to discuss some of the big stories from the past weekend. My name is Ufumai Gbamuno. I've got the Shaku Maku Master. Whatever he says, I don't even want to know. All right, quickly, we're taking this discussion, say, a notch higher, as we will be joined by the resident electoral commissioner of INEC in Osun State. We're trying to establish connection with him. Looks like he has actually joined us. A very good evening to you, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, you are tuned to 99.3 Nigeria Info FM Lagos, and the program is The Newsroom. Well, for those of you who are listening, we're speaking to Professor Abdul Ghani Raji, who is the resident electoral commissioner of INEC in Osun State. Once again, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
All right. Let me start quickly by asking you, by telling you that there's been widespread commendations from a lot of Nigerians and civil society organizations about the success of the election in Osun State. But let me ask you now, how would you assess INEC's performance in the election?
Thank you very much. We actually also want to thank the entire people of Osun State for their cooperation. Because we previewed this election, having reviewed the previous elections, and we embarked on extensive preparation, which we actually did by coming up with a number of new initiatives, which included the creation of new polling units, continuous voter registration, and very, very extensive voter education and sensitization, which led to a number of achievements. However, these steps that were taken and the success recorded in Ekiti State also spurred us into action to ensure that we made sure that we want to surpass the success recorded in Ekiti State. And fortunately, the upgrading of our smart card reader to what we now call the BVAS also assisted. Because personally, I also went out on the election day to assess the performance of the BVAS, and I found out that accreditation was done in less than 30 seconds for each of the voters. And eventually, too, the counting and sorting. We have to thank the people of Osun State for their cooperation, because all ended within 2 hours of the close of poll. Mm. By 4, we had started receiving results on our portal. And within 2.5 hours, out of the 3,763 polling units that we have gotten the result of 3,000 polling units in 2.5 hours. That was by 7 p.m. in the evening, 3,000 results had come in. And so, with the exception of a few, maybe around 20, 30 polling units that came later that led to the delay in the collation of the result at the state collation center. The result will have been declared earlier than when we declared it. So it's a joint effort. We learned lessons from previous elections. We prepared. INEC at the headquarters also improved the electionary procedures, and then the people of Osun State and the entire country actually cooperated.
All right, so there's, it seems like there's some bit of reawakening, you know, in the political space, especially with the Ekiti elections that took place about a month ago and the Osun elections. What do you think is responsible for this?
Well, thank you very much. I've mentioned it. We in INEC now, we have this idea of reviewing and previewing elections. And so that has actually been helping us a lot. And that is what is leading to the improvement and upgrading of the technology that we are introducing into election. And also some other procedures were also being improved. So it's a matter of getting the right people and then making the right policies. And that's leading to improvement in the system. So that's actually what is leading to the new innovations and then the improvement in the new, in the system that you're actually witnessing now. Mm-hmm. And we believe that this will continue until we get to a stage where all of us will eventually trust ourselves, mm-hmm. and then the election can even be simpler than the way we are even doing it now.
It's a work in progress. You know, one of the big conversations we had after the Ekiti election, because it appears to be the biggest challenge facing the country's electoral process, is voter inducement. What would popularly call a voter buying in this part. I listened keenly to the stakeholders meeting last week, where you had the INEC chairman, you had the Inspector General of Police, you were also in that meeting. What would you say has been the most important lesson you've learned with respect to voter inducement following the electoral elections in your state? Any successes, any failures?
Well, thank you very much. You see, with this voters' inducement, lies majorly with the political class, actually, because it has very little to do with INEC. Because for us, what we do is to ensure that we sensitize people. We do a lot of voter education. For example, in my state, up till the close of the poll, we were still playing jingles, discouraging people from going into money politics. But you see, that would actually do very little. And then we work with the security agencies to ensure that we prevent people and then enforce the law. Personally, on the election day, I got calls from about two or three places, and I had to call the anti-graft agency to actually go and investigate. And I think they arrested one or two people. But that's on our side. But the people that are really involved are the political class. And so we need a lot of sensitization and education for this political class to know that it is better they campaign and then fulfill their promises when they are in office. You won't even need to induce anybody before they vote for you.
True.
I put it this way, if I have the time. I put it this way on one occasion when I met the high-class people in Osun State, the Nigeria Institute for Public Relations, actually organized an occasion. And I told them, I said, look, the best thing, if you want to buy vote and you want people to sell their vote for you, do it this way. Buy the vote by ensuring that in 4 years that you are there, you do the right thing for the people. Get water, get employment, get electricity, let the road be good, have good policy on education and do good implementation. The next election, you won't have to pay a kobo to buy votes. People will look at your achievement, okay? And then you tell them, this is what I've achieved. You are buying their vote. And they will sell their vote without requesting a kobo from you. Because every other person will now vote, if that is the way we want to put it.
All right, Professor Raji.
But I don't know when we are going to get to that level in this country.
We're going to have to get you back again so we can walk practical steps so that everyone, even in Lagos, can understand how this can work from your experience. Another experience we want you to share with us is what we found out even in the Ekiti election, this uneven distribution of voters in the polling unit. Some polling units have more people, in fact, thousands, compared to other polling units where you have just a handful. How do you address this?
Okay, thank you very much. You see, I'm a teacher, and I've been in this business for a very long time. Even when I get, when I go to INEC, I found out that similar to what we experience in education, where what you teach in class, sometimes you just have to, you know, it's like 5% of what people need. Mm. And then the remaining 95%, they will have to add it when they get to the field. Just similar to driving. You go to the driving school, they will teach you everything. But when you get onto the road and then you find two trailers occupying the road and you are coming, pick your phone and call your instructor. What do I do? Is that possible? Ah, are you getting the point now? So it's not possible. So what we find on the field is totally different. Now, we have polling units that we have newly created, and we have so many congested existing polling units. Now, we have the option of transferring people from the existing congested polling unit to the new polling unit. But practically, if we do that, it's like we are imposing, and then we are forcing people to move from one place to the other. What did we do? We decided that, okay, we have the continuous voter registration. Voters, you have opportunity, electorate, you have opportunity of transferring to the new polling unit or leaving the congested polling unit to other polling units that are closer to you that are not congested. So we made it voluntary. Okay. And so that's how we eventually achieve what we achieve now, which is still also not satisfactory to most electorates, okay, because a lot of people did not transfer. Despite the fact that the new polling units are closer to the existing polling units that are congested. Now, we will review our policy and look at how we will do it before the 2023 election. Maybe we will now do the transfer.
All right.
Having given the opportunity, so that we won't have people, you know, complaining and protesting that they are being forced from one point to
another. All right, Prof. Just stay with us for a second, because we'll switch gears now from the Oshun elections to the continuous voter registration exercise. Well, your organization, INEC, has announced a new deadline. That's July the 31st. That's in a matter of 12 days or thereabout. Not only has the date been extended, the time also extended from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then there's also weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. Quickly, we need to ask, now that the deadline is just about 12 days away, what measures have INEC put in place to ensure smooth registration within this time frame?
Thank you very much. Well, there is no other thing that we will do other than what we have in place. Because if I tell you, there are this and that, I don't know what else. We have actually moved from our offices to wards at some point. But, you know, we have this 11th-hour syndrome in the country. When we were taken to court, before the judgment was given, you know, there were a lot of people on the queue. So eventually when the judgment was given and we now extended, the queue disappeared. The queue disappeared. And so now that we have given another deadline, you will now find out that the queue will come back. Everybody will be rushing again.
Okay, so quickly, Prof.
This is usually the problem. It's not as if we don't have adequate, measures in place. Mm. We have enough machines. And then when we had people had the opportunity since June 28th last year, please register online and just come and complete your registration in our office. They did not do it. But now we have stopped the online registration. Come and do it in our office. Now we have a very long queue.
All right, Prof. Time not so on our side, unfortunately. Yeah. But do promise us that when we call you again on another day, you would gladly join us on the show, because we would love to hear more. But quickly before you go, what's your preparation like? Because a lot of persons want to know for the 2023 general elections in 30 seconds.
Thank you very much. Well, we have started preparing for the 2023 elections almost 4 months ago. So a lot of activities have started. Usually, we always have about 14 activities. We are on activity number 4 now. So part of it, you know, some of these politicians are actually now asking us to extend some deadlines. But the Electoral Act is very, very straightforward on that, and we will not do that except where we have maybe some judgment that now restricts us or stopped us from abiding by the law, which I know the courts will not do.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much, Professor Raji, who is the INEC Resident Electoral Commissioner in Osun State. Thank you for joining us on the newsroom today.
Thank you very much.
All right, Algo, it's been a fruitful evening. Quickly, a few thoughts on our WhatsApp portal. Blessed from Clement is asking, how often, Lufoma and Algo, do you do this program? We do it every Monday from 6:15. Every Monday, it's called The Newsroom. And of course, someone else was telling me that Funke Akindele is 3 years older than I am. Well, I actually said we are almost in the same age bracket, so you're actually correct. But it's been great doing this. We'll be back again next week, Monday, from the 6:15 hour. Until then, special kudos to everyone in the Nigeria Info Newsroom that helped produce this, especially Precious Nnenna Okon. And of course, all to the other members. I'll go.
Right.
We're out of here.
We're out of here. Have a lovely
Zambia
week.
And South Africa, by the way, are playing 0-0. Yeah. Semi-finals of the Africa Women Nations Cup. Right. Nigeria Super Falcons will be in action later tonight. Yeah. Femi and the gang will be in the building pretty soon. Until then, people, stay safe.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.